It's the overview show, erstwhile entitled 10 Games from Greatness. Well, I've been accused of jinxing things in the past with this show because we predict the games that are to come, and we also look back on the games that have been. But it's 7 games ago that we last did this show, and we were all predicting what Liverpool might do. I think I was one of the more pessimistic who said, I'll take a couple of draws in that. This is a hard programme. Liverpool have won 6 of the 7. We've done really, really well. And to rejoice in that news and to discuss the Christmas period of games, which will be extending from Wolves this Friday right through to Wolves in the Cup, are Neil Jones. That's Ian Ryan, Mike Nevin and Dan Austin. So where to start, boys? Well, where to start is at the beginning of this run, Dan. It's, I mean, not within this within the 7 games I'm discussing, but in total, Liverpool are now into a 6-match winning sequence. I think it's their second 6-match winning sequence of the season, is mm-hmm. it? This is a good habit to be in.
Absolutely. At the beginning of the season, when the results were coming but the performances were slightly less impressive, I think everyone was worried about the fact that that kind of had to marry up. At some point, results have to match performances, and that can go either way. You can end up with your performances dragging down your results, or your results can drag up your performances. And thankfully, it's been the latter, and it's now at the point where you look at the football team and there's just no discernible weakness. And even the old Liverpool sides that I've seen in my lifetime that were excellent usually had some sort of clear weakness that was always of concern going into any football game, certainly games against your rivals or going into a latter part of the season where you were trying to challenge for the biggest honours. But you look at this team now and it's not just about the individual players, it's the fact that there doesn't seem to be, if something goes wrong in a game, there's always a solution on the bench, it seems like, and there just seems to be no problem that we can't solve at the minute, really, to me. And obviously that can't last for an entire campaign and things can always change, but the general aura of what's going on and the fact that everyone just seems to have remained really, really calm about everything is the biggest positive to me, because it's very easy when you're up against a team as good as Manchester City and in a title fight from pretty much the first week